You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Little article that we were checking out on Friday, and we were laughing because although Jer and I, we agree on a lot of things, and we have a lot of things in common, there's no doubt. But we also have very interesting differences. And this one stuck out because let me just read the headline first. The headline said, "The average adult has not made a new friend in 5 years."
And these are real life, actual physical friends. Your social media friends
do not count. No.
Somebody you can see face to face and you do things with, and you're friends.
And they found that you kind of peak at making friends in your early 20s. That's when you're really accumulating friendships and
you're a social butterfly.
You're out and about, you're out on the town, you're exchanging, you know, digits and that kind of thing. But they say as you start getting older and older, you just don't make friends anymore. Hmm. Now, Jeremy is quite different, but we should point out that until about 3 years ago,
yeah,
you had zero friends.
That's the thing. I mean, this is pretty darn spot on. I went a long time just hanging out with the same two buddies that I've known since sixth grade, you know, and that's all I've had. And I will tell you where this peaked for me was when my kids went to school. And all of a sudden, we started meeting all new people,
right,
who were basically in the same boat as us, who had maybe one friend or were not doing anything else with anybody. And then we all kind of glommed together. So I would say within the last 2 years, I am now flush with friends. Dare I say I have too many friends now. It's a constant, text message stream of what's going on this weekend? What are we doing? I've already have people texting me for this weekend and the weekend after wanting to line things up and get things done. And I'm just like, I need a break, guys. I love you all very dearly, but I need a break.
What's funny is I don't want to say back when I was your age, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Back when I was your age, I went through exactly the same thing where I had an influx of many friends. Got to the point where there were too many, and that got to the point where it led to high drama and the end of friendship with several people because I think we're only wired as adults. Now, as kids, it's different, and in high school and college, it's different. But when you start getting farther into your adult years, I don't think we're wired to be able to juggle that many friends.
That many personalities and likes and dislikes. And gosh, it happened, you know, just this weekend. We went to the Eric Church concert. I had two extra tickets, and Nicole and I sat down. We're like, who do we invite?
Who do you take?
Because we don't want to, you know, make everybody mad that we didn't pick them to go to this concert.
But I know you. You called that Matt dude.
I called Matt because Matt actually got us tickets to go see Garth Brooks. So I was like, well, I feel like we owe them because we're going to be going to the Garth Brooks concert, so we better invite them. But it's like, and then there's pictures that are popping up on social media of us at the concert. And I'm like, I'm just waiting for somebody to be like, why didn't you invite us? That's not cool. You know, we like country music. And what makes it even worse is we have two other couple friends that we really like, and they're next door neighbors. So they live right next door to each other.
Uh-huh.
So we can never invite, it's our friends Swan and Alan. We can never invite them without inviting the next door neighbors, because if they see them go out and we didn't invite Kristen and Rolando, then they're going to be like, what the hell? You don't like us anymore? High drama in Friendland.
I wonder why. This is probably part of that headline about the average adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years because it's too difficult. It's too difficult to juggle all of those friendships.
Yeah.
Without somebody getting their feelings hurt, somebody pouting, and then the talking begins. And I'll tell you something else, is that you get into that whole thing of divorce and what that does to all the friendships. And suddenly you've got to choose sides. Like, who are you going to go be friends with? Are you going to be friends with her or with him when they split? Man, I don't know.
I will say I went a long time without friends because I was... I was a little too picky, I think, in the type of people, like...
Oh, I remember.
You remember? Like, somebody did me wrong or, you know, canceled plans, I only gave people one chance a lot of times. Like, oh, well, you screwed me over or you canceled? Fine, we're just not friends anymore.
Jeremy had a zero tolerance with friend cancellations.
I really did. And, you know, now as I'm getting older, I'm, you know, you kind of want to cherish some of these things. So you let a lot of stuff slide. So I feel like it's easier when you get a little older, when you get friends, to kind of hold on to them. Because I think I'm a better friend now.
I brought this up with Gretch over the weekend because I said, on Monday, this is what we're going to talk about. And when I talked about, you know, having a bunch of friends and everything, she kind of made a face. But not like a stinky face or anything like that. But her face was more like, she goes, I'm past that stage. She goes, I went because her kids are grown, you know. She's past the stage where she wants to do that. She goes, as far as I'm concerned, she goes, I can go like 3 weeks without seeing them.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, you get to that point too. Yeah, where you just like your alone time and doing your own things. And
I've watched that decline because when I first met her 5-6 years ago, I mean, it was the kind of thing where she would go out with friends, not often, but fairly often. And she just doesn't anymore. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I just don't have...
I'm just sick of people.
She just has no interest anymore. And I'm kind of that way, so...
Where would you meet people if you're like my age? I mean, you're 40, maybe older. And where would you meet people? Because this story is talking about how, you know, when you're in your 20s and younger, you've got school and you're out and you're dating and you've got college and there's all these fun social places. But then you hit kind of, you know, the 40 age where you don't really want to go out anymore. It's a lot of times just maybe work and home. And if you have no friends, where do you go and meet them?
Right.
You know,
have work and then you go home
and maybe the gym or something. But this, I would say it's probably super hard if you don't have kids to meet new people.
Unless you're in some sort of organization like the like the writers groups I belong to.
Sure.
Those
that.
People are acquaintances and they're nice, but we don't hang out.
Right. Or I guess if you're like in church or pet sitting or something, I don't know. I couldn't. My other weird rule and quirky things with friends is with coworkers, because I have the rule that coworkers should not be friends. Seriously, except you, buddy.
Shut up.
But yeah, I follow that rule pretty strict that I'm usually not friends with coworkers, because it creates a weird dynamic then at work where there's favoritism, or if you're not getting along then outside of work, then it makes work dicey.
Do you remember when I used to always talk about pub club?
Yeah.
Pub Club was a group of friends that I had. We all met here at the radio station working here. And then over the years, they drifted away so that pretty soon I'm the last one. There were 5 of us and then eventually 6. 6 people. I'm now the last one to still be working at the radio station. They've all wandered off.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go onto social media, I will see some different photo where they're all together.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. They all left the radio station. I'm still here, but they all still get together.
I feel so bad for you.
No, I mean, I see them all the time. I'm like, oh my God, there's Julie and Paul and Sarah.
They're on my phone.
They're all getting together, and I'm like...
They've ghosted you a little bit.
Totally. I've been told...
What's that about?
The last time I saw them was at my wedding, and I have not seen them since then. But they continue to go out and just have a hell of a time.
That's a kick in the crotch a little bit. That's kind of a jerk move.
No, not really, because I'm... Although part of me, and I wonder how many of our listeners feel this, when you see groups of your friends who are getting together without you, how many of our listeners on one hand feel like, oh, but on the other hand are like, eh.
I didn't want to go anyway. But you still want to get invited. You still want the invite.
You want to be able
to
decline.
Then you're like, nah, I'm good.
You want to be able to say no, but you still want to know
they're
at least thinking of
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And a couple of times when I've seen it posted on Facebook, I've been tempted to make a comment.
You should.
No, because I don't want to be passive-aggressive.
Where was my invite?
Like, I should just like, I remember when I used to be your friend, too.
I like drinks.
No, but that's just it. I can't handle it anymore.
Oh, that's right.
You know me, I'm one and done.
No wonder they're not inviting you then.
I was like, Dom became a
Dom's
lightweight.
Lame.
Such a lightweight. He has one cocktail and he's done.
One Michelob Ultra and he's ready to go home.